رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his beautiful and illustrious family, the Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We say welcome to one and all to this program called The Early Echo. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today here in studio we shall be discussing the incredible an amazing childhood of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Usse qabl, as per routine, we shall listen to the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who recites 1,000 durood upon me daily, Allah azza wa jal shall bless that person in such a way that he will not die. The one who recites 1,000 durood and salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shall not die until and unless he is shown his place and abode in paradise. Subhanallah. Allah azza wa jal through his infinite mercy shall show that person his maqam and his place in paradise by the virtue and blessings of reciting salawat, sending durood and salams upon the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Yes, dear viewers, increase your recitation of durood paak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Alhamdulillah. We are going to be listening to this Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. A very beautiful kalam that has been recited by our Ashfaq Madani Sallamahul Bari. Listen to this Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carefully, and after that we shall continue with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dil se hazaar baar Madina tujhe salaam, Aqa ka tu dayaar Madina tujhe salaam, dil se hazaar baar Madina tujhe salaam. قربان لالا زار مدینہ تجھے سلام قربان لالا زار مدینہ تجھے سلام آقا کا تو دیار مدینہ تجھے سلام
تجھ سے مٹی ہمیشہ میری بے قراریاں
تجھ سے مٹی ہمیشہ میری بے قراریاں تو دل کا ہے قرار مدینہ تجھے سلام تو دل کا ہے قرار مدینہ تجھے سلام آقا کا تو دیا
ٹوٹے میرا جدم تو مدینہ ہو سامنے ٹوٹے میرا جدم تو مدینہ ہو سامنے
یہ دل کی ہے پکار مدینہ تجھے سلام یہ دل کی ہے پکار مدینہ تجھے سلام آقا کا تو دیار مدینہ تجھے سلام
رہے گاب طیبہ سے دور کیسے اجاگر رہے گاب
مشکل ہے انتظار مدینہ تجھے سلام مشکل انتظار مدینہ تجھے سلام دل سے ہزار بار مدینہ تجھے سلام آقا کا تو دیا سلام
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what a beautiful Nati Rasul صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم we were listening to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love in our hearts for our beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. As we are discussing the childhood of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a great devotee of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Allama Maulana Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This is that great personality who had been privileged to see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 75 times in the state of wakefulness. He says, the blessed grandfather of Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم حضرت سیدنا عبد المطلب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ has mentioned once I was sleeping beside حجر اسود and اللہ اکبر I had a nightmare as I slept I had a very scary dream and as I got up I went to a Qurayshi fortune teller and told him about my dream and explained to him that in my dream I had seen that there was a huge tree that the heights of the tree was right up to the sky, whereas the branches of this tree was into the east and west. And the light emanating from this tree was 70 folds more than the brightness and the light of the sun. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Dear viewers, under the Madani channel, he had never seen a dream like this, and he explained to the fortune teller that I then seen that the Arabs and the non-Arabs were in the state of prostration right in front of this tree. And this tree continued growing in its height, larger, higher, taller, brighter. And there was a group of the Qurayshi people that were clinged to this tree. As they were clinging to this tree, Allahu Akbar, there was another group of Qurayshis that were trying to cut down this tree. The moment they came closer to the tree to chop it down, then a fragrant, handsome, impressive personality suddenly appeared, and he broke the backs of those people that intended to break and cut down the tree. I stretched my hands to pick a fruit from the tree, but I could not reach and get any fruit. I asked others who were there as to how may I obtain a fruit of this tree. It was said to me, only those who firmly cling to this tree would be able to eat of this tree. Allahu Akbar. In other words, they will be able to eat the fruits of this tree. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I saw the face of the fortune teller. It had turned pale due to fear as he was interpreting my dream. He was shocked himself. And then he says, well, if your dream is true, then one of your son, meaning your grandson, will control the east and the west. And seeing his virtue and blessings, a huge number of creatures throughout the world will follow him and be obedient to him. Allahu Akbar. And the nur and light which this fortune teller was telling Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was none other than the nur of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that appeared on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur at the time of Subh Sadiq in Makkatul Mukarrama, subhanallah. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in his famous poetry, he says,
جی سوہانی گھڑی چمکا تیبا کا چاند اس دل افروز ساعت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام
سبحان اللہ. The moment our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had come into this world, the dark clouds of oppression and disbelief had dispersed. Allahu Akbar. The fire which was lit by the Iranians and it was burning for 1,000 years was extinguished by the Ahmad and the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That fire was extinguished within an instant, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah. Furthermore, the palace of Kisra was hit by a severe earthquake which caused its 14 towers to collapse by the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The river Sawah completely dried out all of a sudden. And furthermore, when the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, even the Kaaba began to sway in ecstasy due to the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These are the things that had occurred. Many more things. As Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha even spoke about the dream she had seen before the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these were the signs in regards to the holy and blessed arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the physical world. Subhanallah. The poet then says,
چاند سا چمکاتے چہرہ نور برساتے ہوئے چاند سا چمکاتے چہرہ نور برساتے ہوئے آگئے بدرو دجا اہلا و سہلا مرحبا اللہ 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 جھک گیا کعبہ سبھی بت منہ کے بل اوندھے گرے جھک گیا کعبہ سبھی بت منہ کے بل اوندھے گرے جھک گیا کعبہ بھی بت موہ کے بل آندھے گرے دب دبا آمد کتھا اہلو اسہل مرحبا اللہ 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 اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, so the first lady who had given her milk to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the real mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Thereafter, for some time, the freed slave of Abu Lahab, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Suwayba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had even suckled the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, none other than Dai Halima Sa'adiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It had also been mentioned that Umme Ayman is also included among those fortunate ladies who had been privileged to breastfeed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Apart from the blessings of Iman, other favors and bounties were also bestowed upon Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. If we have to listen to those blessings, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, your Iman would refresh after listening to this beautiful tarabah which has been mentioned by none other than the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Razai mother, the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dai Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, along with the woman of the tribe Banu Sa'd, I went to Makkah Mukarramah hoping to find a child for suckling him. Arabia was affected by a severe drought at that time. There was no water available. I had a baby at that time in those severe moments. Lekin mere paas doodh hi na tha. I did not even have milk to feed my own child. My child would cry the entire night. And we would be sitting, husband and wife, together, comforting the child. Na kuch khilane ke liye tha, na kuch pilane ke liye tha. We would survive on whatever little we had. But of course, an infant baby that will only drink milk, doodh hi na tha, to kya pilate? We would try our level best to comfort the child. This was the condition of our home. We had a she camel but did not also have any milk. So she says, whilst traveling to Makkatul Mukarramah, I was riding a mule that was so weak that it could not keep pace with the other ladies of my area that were also traveling to Makkatul Mukarramah. The idea was to go into different homes and bring children from there. And they would suckle those children for a certain period of time. And this was a custom at that time, subhanallah. As the language, the Arabic language in the cities were affected, it was mingled with many other foreign languages. And therefore, for the nashno numa, for the upbringing and for the nourishment of the babies, they would send their children to the outskirts of Makkatul Mukarramah, to the villages on the outskirts. And in this way, other women would take something in return for nourishing those children. And subhanallah, those children in return would also have a healthy environment instead of a city environment. And their language as well will be better than the city language, since in the city there are lots of people traveling, coming, business people are coming all the time. So this was the reason Sa'diyya Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that I had also traveled with Bani Sa'd to Makkatul Mukarramah. And the mule that I had traveled upon had caused everyone to become fed up and sick, because I was the last one to reach. My mule was sick, it was weak, it could not even walk and keep to the pace of the other animals. Nonetheless, when I finally reached Makkatul Mukarramah, and after a long struggle, I was also in search of a healthy and wealthy family that would give me something in return for suckling their children, for look aftering and nourishing their child. Finally, when I could not find anything and everyone else had children with them, sabke paas sabke haathon mein bachcha hai, jo jo gaye khali haath gaye the lekin khali haath wapas lot nahi rahe hain, I didn't have anyone who could give me their child. And finally, my kismat and my fortune had smiled at me, because I was privileged to look after Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The incredible elegance and beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she discusses, and she says, when I entered the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, That moment, I seen that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wrapped in a woolen piece of cloth. And there was a silk piece of material, a green silk material which was under him. And subhanallah, there was beautiful fragrance emanating from his blessed body. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping upon his back with his eyes closed. When I seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intended to wake him. میں کوشش کر رہی تھی یا میں چاہ رہی تھی کہ میں ان کو اٹھاؤں ان کو جگاؤں لیکن میں ان کے حسن میں کھو گئی تھی. I was lost in the beauty of Mustafa, جان رحمت صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. I did not dare to wake him up since I was lost in the elegance and in the beauty of Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I placed my hands upon his chest and the moment I done so, he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم smiled first and then opened his eyes. Then a noor came out of his eyes and flew towards the skies. I kissed his forehead with affection. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smiled. She says, then what? I took Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after carrying him and I taken him to my tent where I had pitched my tent. I went to suckle him. Allahu Akbar. She says, the moment I intended to do that, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessings, the blessings of Nabuwa, poured like rain upon me. Before that, I had nothing to feed. But the moment I carried the Holy Rasul against my chest, I then had milk to feed the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. There was so much of milk that I even had fed his Razai brother. His other brother, both of them had drank milk and suckled till they were satiated. Subhanallah. She says, the animal that we had, the she camel that we had as well, was also very weak and the udders were extremely dry. But after the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, even those camels began to give milk. So the husband and wife, Dai Halima and her husband, they both drank milk and they slept and had a peaceful night, subhanallah, in Makkatul Mukarramah. Subhanallah, even the husband of Dai Halima said to Dai Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, do you know what? What is this majra? From the time we have carried, from the time we had seen this child, subhanallah, like everything has changed. Even the animal that we had, the she camel that was not giving milk, since there was no milk in the udders. But since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come in our life within a single night, now there's milk even, subhanallah. So they both realized that this is the blessings of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, she says, and now, the next day, we had prepared our journey back to the village. And as we intended to embark on this journey, I had sat on the sick and weak mule which I traveled with. This was the very same mule that could not keep up to the pace of the other woman. She says, Allahu Akbar, when I departed from there, as I continued with my journey, other women of Bani Sa'ad began to ask Dai Halima, oh Dai Halima, is this the very same mule that you had come with, or have you purchased and bought another mule? It was faster and it traveled better than before. The moment the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stepped on that mule, subhanallah. In other words, the moment he began to ride on that mule with Dai Halima, the luck and the fortune of that mule had also changed. Allahu Akbar. She says, when I brought Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to my home, of course leaving behind the caravan, this is the very same caravan that we could not keep up to their pace, but now since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with us, they cannot keep up to our pace. And in this way, happily we reached our village. That village that was dry, there was no milk, the goats could not give any milk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered our house, he entered our home for the very first time. And by the arrival of Mustafa, Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all the goats began to give milk. Subhanallah. The goats that we had began to give milk, whilst the udders of the other goats were dry. In my area, after a few days when people got to know that Dai Halima's goats are giving milk, but our goats are not giving milk. So then they spoke to their shepherds that whenever you take the animals to go and graze, use the pasture, use the pathway and the grazing land of where Dai Halima allows her animals to go. But Dai Halima knew very well, it is not about the path, it is not about the jungles, it is not about the grass, it is not about the pasture where the animals would graze. Rather, this is the blessings of the Nabuwa. This is the blessings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, dear viewers under the Madani channel, there was so much of barakah and blessings in the house of Dai Halima. that is beyond imagination. She says herself, ki kabhi kabhi I would be baking roti, I would be making roti, and whenever I would on the chula, whenever I would light the fire to bake and cook food, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would come crawling. And the moment the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter the kitchen area where the food is being prepared, the fire on its own would an instant go off by itself. The fire would extinguish. And then when this was repeated quite a few times, I realized that this fire goes off because of the amad and the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates, subhanallah, when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was 2 months, he began to crawl. When he was 3 months, he began to stand. When he was 4 months, he began to walk whilst placing his hands on the walls. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 5 months, he had the full ability and strength to stand and walk. When he was 6 months, he began to walk faster. When he was 7 months, he began to run properly towards all directions. This was extraordinary. This pace and speed of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually faster than as usual. At the age of 7, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could already at that month, at that age, walk in all directions. This great personality, Imam Abdullah Maruzi rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was 8 months, he would speak in such a clear way that others could understand what he is saying. When the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was 9 months old, he would speak with eloquence, Allahu Akbar. And when he sallam, was 10 months old, he used to excel all the children in archery, in shooting arrows. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to the other people, O nafs, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you goodness. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. In the very same days, other children and other people would ask him, who are you? Seeing his bravery, seeing his courage, seeing his beauty, they would fall into astonishment and ask him, who are you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, in terms of strength, I am the strongest Arab. In terms of archery, I am the best and the bravest. In terms of religion, I am the most exalted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. Allahu Akbar. Looking at the elegance of his childhood, the beauty and incredible growth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapne kabhi dekha hoga ya suna hoga ki 2 mahine ka bachcha crawl kar raha ho. A child is crawling. At the age of 3, he is starting to stand up. At the 4 months old, he is beginning to walk. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he sends millions of durood and salawat upon the growth, the majestic face which is favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his famous poetry, he says so beautifully,
Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, shamae bazme hidayat pe laakhon salam, Allah Allah wo bachpane ki phabal, Allah Allah haan wo bachpane ki phabal, us khuda bhaati surat pe laakhon salaam, us khuda bhaati surat pe laakhon salaam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that the first words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be uttered when he began to speak in his initial stage of life as a child was Allahu Akbar kabira walhamdulillahi kathira. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I humbly asked, O beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was invited for Deen Islam. I was invited by you to enter Islam by seeing your blessed nabuwwat, your prophethood. I saw you speaking to the moon and playing with the moon whilst you were in the cradle. Allahu Akbar. And with your gesture, with the gesture of your finger, the moon would move in the very same direction. Allahu Akbar. He said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst you would be rocking in the cradle as a little baby, I would see you speaking to the moon. And when I seen you speak to the moon, when I seen the moon move in the direction of your finger, I had realized that definitely you are a chosen Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are chosen by Allah azza wa jal. You are a special child. At that age, as you was an infant, seeing you, I was invited to Islam by this miracle of yours. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In fact, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in another narration, once told Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that you are astonished by the fact that in whichever direction my fingers would move, according to my gesture, the moon would move into that direction. Oh my uncle, should I not tell you something even more astonishing than that? Allahu Akbar. He says, why not? Please tell me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my uncle, when I was in the womb of my mother, I could hear the screeching of the sacred pen writing on Lohe Mahfuz from the womb of my mother. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would play with the moon, for Allah azza wa jal had made that as his toy. Subhanallah, our toys are made of plastic, made of material from this world, but the toy which was there to entertain the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was made from noor, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also noor. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala speaks about the moon going into the direction of the finger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Allahu Akbar.
Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein. Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein. Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein. Kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka. Subhon taiba mein koi batta hai baara noor ka. Sadqa lene noor ka aya hai tara noor ka.
Not only does he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam play with the moon. Dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel, this is the incredible bachpan and growth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unlike other children, his unique body would always be clean and tidy. He would not answer the call of nature in his clothes as other children. This is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his speciality, that he had a fixed time, according to Sayyida Dai Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that he would not answer the call of nature whenever he would want to, but rather he had a fixed time, and I knew at this moment this is when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want to answer the call of nature. He was even different from other children in the state of infancy. Dear viewers, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala li once again says,
میل سے کس در جسترا ہے وہ پتلا نور کا. میل سے کس در جسترا ہے وہ پتلا نور کا. ہے گلے میں آج تک کورا کرتا نور کا. صبحوں طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا. صدقہ دینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. دائی حلیمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ then further says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this habit often. Whenever he would want to receive something, he would ever want to pick up something, he would always use his right hand. And before initiating any good work, he would recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. During the infancy period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, She says, I was very much relaxed and comfortable because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never worried, he never troubled, he would never just cry during the night and give us restless and sleepless nights, but rather I was most comfortable taking care and look aftering the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Dai Halima says, this is a special child. Allahu Akbar. No eyes had seen the special child. He is such a special child in terms of his beauty. What can be said, subhanallah? In terms of his blessings, what can be understood and expected? Is a very beautiful parable that speaks about the beauty. And Dai Halima says that there were people of my tribe that would come to my home and say, after knocking on the door, oh Dai Halima, ye kya hua? Kya majra hai ki sari raat tumhare ghar se aag, ya matlab roshni aati hai, roshni, aag ki roshni nazar aati hai. The entire night you burn fire in your home. Why do you do that? Why would you waste? Allahu Akbar. And then she says, I would turn around and tell them, oh people of my tribe, this is not the fire which I burn in my home all night. Rather, the light that you see is from the noor of Mustafa Jaane Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the brilliance and the beauty of his splendid face. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah azawajal, ab hum ek Madani guldasta dekhenge inshallah. We all know Ghulam Rasool, alhamdulillah. And our children, especially our children, mashallah, follow these cartoon that emanations that was made Ghulam Rasool, subhanallah. And they from time to time teach the children, the youth, beautiful Madani pearls about Islam, about our deen. Please don't go away, as inshallah azawajal, now we are going to be discussing some extraordinary miracles that occurred during the childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was actually before his announcement of prophethood as well. So we are going to be discussing these miracles that were occurred or that happened before his announcement of prophethood. It's my earnest appeal for you to stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
I can see. It's your fault. You shouldn't be riding your scooter too fast.
Oh, what's wrong with both of you? Why are you arguing?
Arguing is not good.
Brother Numan, are you okay? Did you get hurt?
No, thanks to Allah, I'm fine. I didn't get hurt.
Brother Fizan, is everything okay? Why were you riding the scooter so fast?
Well, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I was playing. And by mistake, my boy hit Uncle Babu's car.
He became furious.
I even apologized to him, but he told me off and rushed towards me. So to escape from him, I got on my scooter and drove it very fast.
That's not really good. Brother Fizan, you shouldn't have been playing in the street anyways.
And then you should have listened to Uncle as well.
You see, because of riding your scooter fast, you also bumped in Brother Numan,
and he also got hurt.
Now you should apologize to Brother Numan.
Why should I apologize? I didn't do this deliberately.
Oh, Brother Fizan, even if it's not your fault, there's still no harm in apologizing. In fact, it is a wonderful thing. Please apologize to Brother Numan.
Okay then, I'm sorry.
Brother Fizan, I forgive you.
Let's go, Brother Fizan. Let me drop you home.
Sure. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, what was that? You took Brother Norman's side and made me apologize to him as well. That wasn't fair.
Brother Fizan, why are you getting upset?
apologizing is a good thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been nice if Brother Noman stayed upset.
Yes, it's all my fault.
Brother Fizan!
My boy!
Watch out! Be careful!
My foot!
Brother Fizan, what happened to you today? Today, you hurt yourself and caused yourself harm.
I caused harm to myself?
Yes, Brother Fizan. You hurt yourself and caused yourself harm. Now look, when you were riding the scooter really fast, you bumped into Brother Noman. And Brother Noman also got hurt. You also had to apologize to him. And you shut the door really hard, because of which your glass broke. And also your vase. And you injured your leg because of falling down.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Brother Fizan, Islam teaches us to observe patience. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that if you do not be angry, then paradise is for you.
I was actually very angry today. But Brother Ghulam Rasool, you are really good. You did not get angry at me at all. Rather, you explained me very nicely.
Brother Fizan, you see, anger ruins everything. Just think for a second. You are the one who suffered because of being angry.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, you are actually right. I shouldn't have done so. I shouldn't have been angry. Now, I'm going to apologize to Brother Noman and Uncle Babu from the depth of my heart for what I did. And I will try my very best to avoid anger and create patience and tolerance inside me. Insha'Allah.
Dear children, whenever you become angry, make a habit to recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Or make the habit of reciting La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Insha'Allah. With the blessings of this, your anger will be removed and go away. And instead of fighting and creating a scene, make the habit of being patient and protect yourself from the harms of anger.
Welcome back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. MashaAllah, we are discussing the blessed childhood of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, Dai Halima radiallahu ta'ala had said lots of things about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's childhood, speaking about his uniqueness. I explained to you regarding the chihara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was actually the tafsir of Surah Alam Nasharah. Furthermore, she says that sometimes people would knock on my door and I would open the door asking them, and in my heart I knew the actual reason for them to come, and they would say to me, "Oh Dai Halima, وہ ذرا بچہ جو مکے سے لے آئی تھی ذرا اس کا چہرہ دکھا دو. Show me the chehra and the face of the child that you had brought from Makkah al-Mukarramah." And I, with love or pride rather, knowing the fact, knowing the reason for the arrival at my door, I would still ask, "Why do you want to see my son Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" They would say, "Oh Dai Halima, جب ہم اس بچے کا چہرہ دیکھتے ہیں تو ہمارا دن سکون سے گزرتا ہے. We have a beautiful day ahead of us, a peaceful day ahead after we see the chihra and the face of this child, speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I would bring the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and show it to the other people of my tribe, and they all would praise. And you, to them praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my chest used to bloat, it used to go out of happiness, it would blow out of khushi, subhanallah, that they are praising my son, subhanallah, subhanallah. That in fact, she says, once I was sitting with the Holy Rasul in my lap, and suddenly there were goats passing by. From those goats, one goat came suddenly to me, and it placed its chest on the ground while placing its head also on the ground at the same time. It seemed as if it was making sajda and prostrating whilst I had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my arms. And then it came close and kissed the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then left from there, subhanallah. Goya, even the animals recognized and knew that this is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of both worlds, the owner of Jannah, the intercessor of the Ummah, subhanallah, even the animals had the recognition and the understanding in regards to the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the foster brother of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one day he came running to the house from the jungles, and he comes to his mother and he says, "Oh, honorable mother, when my Hijazi brother, my brother from Hijaz, puts his blessed steps into the valley where there is no greenery, into the dry valleys, when he will place his foot into the dry valleys, by the blessings of his foot, its greenery and fertility would restore." Allahu Akbar. Kadam rakhne se haryali paida ho jati hai. Maine apni aankhon se dekha, ammi jaan, when my brother gets to the well to give the goats water, the well of the water would raise to the top by its own, instead of him taking out water from the well. When he sleeps, the beast approach him and kiss his feet. Allahu Akbar. And when he sleeps under the sunshine of the sun and of the sky, then from nowhere I would see with my eyes that a piece of cloud would come and give him shade from the scorching heat of Arab. Ammi Jan, I had seen these things happening. The water of the well rising to the brim so that he ﷺ could give the animals water to drink. Rasulullah ﷺ praising him, the mother then said, "Oh my son, yes, your brother is a unique brother. He is a chosen person by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take care of your brother. Take care of your brother." Allahu Akbar. The poet says so beautifully, subhanallah,
"Teri surat, teri sirat zamane se nirani hai, teri surat, teri sirat zamane se nirani hai. Har har aada pyare daleele be misali hai, teri har har aada pyare daleele be misali hai. Bashar ho ya malak jo hai tere dar ka suwali hai. Bashar ho ya malak jo hai tere dar ka suwali hai. Teri sarkar wala hai, tera darbar aali hai. Teri sarkar wala hai, tera darbar aali hai.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May it rain in our dry lives as well. May Allah azza wa jal shower the rain of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's mercy in our dark lives, that may our lives become brightened in terms of doing good deeds. May our lives become enlightened by the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we should remember, dear viewers on the Samadhani channel, we were discussing the childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his speciality, it is his uniqueness, because there was no one like him, there is no one like him, and there would never be anyone like the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I end on this note, inshallah azza wa jal. Is shair ke baad hum bhi program ko khatam karte hain, milke padhte hain.
Kaun de
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We say shukran to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, and we will be back with another powerful, electrifying episode of this program called The Early Echo. Kindly stay locked to Madani Channel. Until then, stay good, do good, be good, and remember, wherever you are, our maqsad and mission is to strive. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.